a UP legend passes. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. This past weekend, the Michigan High School Athletic Association conducted its 19th Women in Sports Leadership Conference, the first, largest, and longest-running event of its type in the country. A record crowd of nearly 600, most of them young female student-athletes, were in attendance. The conference has served as a celebration of women in sports and to give young people in attendance a vision for vocations and avocations as school coaches, officials, and administrators. Amid that backdrop, Sunday afternoon came a message from the Upper Peninsula on my handheld device. Barbara Krill had passed away on Thursday. A pioneer in girls' sports in the UP, Krill's time was when the parents of most of the young people in the room were playing high school sports themselves, a time when girls' sports were just coming onto the scene. And what Barb Krill did was then, and still is today, a one-of-a-kind accomplishment. The Detroit native coached the Marquette High School girls' basketball team to a Class A title in the MHSAA tournament in 1976, the only time a hardwood team from either gender from north of the Mackinac Bridge has ever won a championship in the highest enrollment level of the tournament, let alone play in the title game. An accomplishment that rivals the year 1956, when Stevenson, Crystal Falls, and Chassel captured Class B, C, and D boys' basketball crowns in Old Jennison Fieldhouse, and even when Chassel went on to post the next two Class D crowns and set a state record for consecutive victories in boys' basketball that still stands today at 65. And it's something that has only been rivaled by Paul Pulfus and his great Kearney Nadeau teams that won Class D girls' crowns in 1989 and 1990, and set the statewide winning streak in that sport at 78 games. Krill launched the girls' athletic program at Marquette High School with basketball and track and field teams in 1967. By the time the first MHSAA girls' basketball tournament took place in 1973, she had totaled over 150 victories. In that second tournament in 1974, the Redettes reached the regional championship against Grand Rapids Christian, and it was ironic that when I learned of Krill's passing, we were about to hear a speech from Kathy DeBoer at the Women in Sports Leadership Conference. DeBoer is the executive director of the American Volleyball Coaches Association and a standout player on that Grand Rapids Christian team, which knocked Marquette out of the tournament in 1974. Marquette made it again downstate in 1975, reaching the semifinals of the Class A tournament, only to lose to the eventual champion, Farmington Our Lady of Mercy. But the nucleus of those 74 and 75 teams would be back the following season. Krill started the 1976 season with a trip to the coach's hometown of Detroit, where she arranged for some scrimmages against some of her old coaching friends in the Motor City, including Detroit Dominican, which had won the 1973 and 1974 Class A titles, and Harper Woods' Bishop Gallagher, which had reached the quarterfinals of the tournament in 1973. The trip paid its highest dividends a few months later. Only one team, Benton Harbor, came within 10 points of the Redettes during the tournament run and the rematch with Farmington Our Lady of Mercy, this time in the Class A championship game, was all Marquette, 62-46. Krill left Marquette after that season to become an athletic director and coach at Dominican and later to coach college basketball for 10 years. She would then return to Marquette to enjoy the natural beauty of the Upper Peninsula and everything that it has to offer while becoming a real estate agent and developer. Krill's 1976 team was honored in 2001 as part of the Legends of the Games program at the MHSAA Girls Basketball Finals, and 11 players from that team made the trip to the event, along with Coach Krill and her assistant, Karen Myers-Hafner, to hear the cheers from the crowd once again. And if you had to sum up in a single phrase what Barbara Krill meant to her players, the center on that 1976 team, Lisa Combs-Giroux, perhaps said it best. Coach Krill taught me that anything was possible if you worked and prepared for it. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.